goodness gracious me, no! Heaven forbid, I should never do that.
Then, what are you asking? Do hurry up! We're getting soaked to the skin standing here!
I know you are. And that is why I'm offering you this umbrella of mine to protect you and to keep forever if only...
If only what?
If only you would give me, in return, a pound for my taxi fare, just to get me home.
My mother was still suspicious.
If you had no money in the first place, then how did you get here?
I walked. Every day I go for a lovely long walk, and then I summon a taxi to take me home. I do it every day of the year.
Why don't you walk home now?
Oh, I wish I could. I wish I could. But I don't think I could manage it on this little... But I don't think I could manage it on these silly old legs of mine. I've gone too far already.
My mother stood there, showing her lower lips. She was beginning to melt a bit. I could see that. And the idea of getting an umbrella to shelter under must have tempted her a good deal.
It's a lovely umbrella.
So, I've noticed.
It's silk.
I can see that.
Then why don't you take it, madame? It cost me over £20, I promise you. But that's of no importance, so long as I can get home and rest these old legs of mine.
I saw my mother's hands feeling for the claps on her purse. She saw me watching her. I was giving her one of my Aunt Frosty's nose look this time. And she knew exactly what I was telling her.
Now listen, mummy. You simply mustn't take advantage of a tired old man in this way. It's a rotten thing to do.
My mother paused and looked back at me. Then she said to the little man,
I don't think it's quite right that I should take a silk umbrella from you, worth £20. I just better give you the taxi fare and be done with it.
No, it's out of the question. I wouldn't dream of it, not in a million years. I will never accept money from you like that. Take the umbrella, dear lady, and keep the rain off your shoulders.
My mother gave me a triumph sideways look.
There you are. You're wrong. He wants me to have it.
She fished into her purse and took out a pound note. She held it out to the little man. He took it and handed her the umbrella. He pocketed the pound, raised his hat, gave a quick bow from the waist and said,
Thank you, madam, thank you.
Then he was gone.
Come under here and keep dry, darling. Aren't we lucky? I've never had a silk umbrella before. I couldn't afford it.
Why were you so hurried to him in the beginning?
I wanted to satisfy myself he wasn't a trickster. And I did. He was a gentleman. I'm very pleased. I was able to help him.
Yes, mummy.
A real gentleman. Wealthy, too. Otherwise, he wouldn't have had the silk umbrella. I shouldn't be surprised if he isn't a titled person. Sir Harry Goldsworthy or something like that.
Yes, mummy.
This will be a good lesson to you. Never rush things. Always take your time when you're summing someone up. Then you'll never make mistakes.
There he goes. Look.
Where?
Over there. He's crossing the street.